Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, good morning. Yes. I hope you had a great weekend at this sexy liberal show.
We did indeed.
That was like, the main stage at Coachella. And yes, we were like the cover band. You guys were like the Rolling Stones on
yes.
Saturday night. Then Sunday night, we were like the sort of third stage Rolling Stones cover band called Gimme Shelter. And
if it's you, you'd be the Rush cover band, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Of course. Yes. I thought I'd go more mainstream than that, but sure. Yes, let's go with the Rush cover band.
You were the day after the prom event. Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Bob, are you enjoying every moment of his abject humiliation in this courtroom?
Because I am. You know, it's the shot and chaser is his humiliation in court, and then the chaser is the Troth Central stock that I'm following every morning. In fact, it's probably already started selling now. And I'm dying to check out the stock price. I'm going to just check the ticker here because it's always so entertaining.
Oh did you see someone posted?
Right, the day that I'm on the radio, it's now up 1%.
Oh, no.
So
oh, dear.
Say that it's down.
I love someone posted Biden skiing down the graph.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you posted, Jeff said, always fight me downhill, boys. And it's just that Scott stopped.
Me downhill. Got to go downhill.
Yeah. And by the way, you know what we learned that's from? That never fight uphill, me boys. Never attack uphill, me boys. What Trump was saying about Gettysburg.
Syphilitic brainworms?
It's not even remote. Well, brainworms, sure. But it's not even remotely connected to Gettysburg,
no.
Robert E. Lee, or the Civil War in general. It's a quote from The Outsiders.
Yes.
That movie set in the 1950s.
Right.
Matt Dillon says
yes.
it in The Outsiders.
God. Remember you did that one gruesome scene that was supposed to be a legal alien? It was from Sicario.
Right.
He's just, it is.
Like, it's somewhere a couple of those neurons crossed paths and say, you know what? This quote from The Outsiders, a movie about 1950s greasers versus the
Socs. Yeah.
With Ralph Macchio. That's somehow interwoven. The brainworms have connected that.
He's got to give his brain to science, don't you think?
Yeah.
First of all, because someone will say you brought me an abnormal brain. But secondly, because it just, don't you think it is just syphilitic worms like swimming in, I don't know what, bleach, maybe horse paste, something. They're just.
When did he have time to watch The Outsiders?
I don't know.
He doesn't sleep.
Maybe
Barron just saw it.
I've seen it a few times, and I had no recollection of that quote. And Donald Trump is remembering that quote and then linking it to Robert E. Lee at Gettysburg, which, by the way, Robert E. Lee did the exact opposite of that at Gettysburg. Robert E. Lee did nothing but fight uphill the entire 3 days at Gettysburg. So there was no way he was warning his boys not to fight uphill because he was actually ordering them to fight uphill all 3 days of the battle.
Bob Seska has sent you a guess the quote, Chris. Are you ready?
Okay.
Who
let's
said,
do this.
She doesn't have the stamina. I said she doesn't have the stamina, and I don't believe she does have the stamina of Hillary Clinton.
Snagglepuss.
No, that would be Donald
Bingo.
Trump, as quoted by Seska, during the same year in which Hillary Clinton sat for 11 hours for the Benghazi hearing and did not doze off once.
Nope.
Can you? He's 2 days in a row, he's fallen asleep.
Two days in a row.
Let's see if we can make it
and
a trio.
You know I've got the solution. Buzz and I came up with a solution for this yesterday on the show. Judge Mershon has to bring in a lion into the courtroom so that the next time Donald Trump falls asleep, the lion should start licking his toes so that when he wakes up, like the Three Stooges sketch, when he wakes up, there's a lion licking his toes. But then we actually one-upped ourselves because Donald Trump hates sharks more than anything.
And dogs.
He's terrified of sharks. So I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if while he's sleeping, Judge Mershon brought in a shark to lick Donald Trump's toes? See, now that
Bonnie,
and then he wakes
Bonnie,
up. Yeah.
Of my Bonnie and Clyde, or as I call her, Mrs. Kisses, we should bring, could I sneak her in? Because she'll just like lick the bronzer off till he wakes up.
Oh, she will.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Jody, is there a Three Stooges section of New York penal law that allows for a lion in the courtroom to lick Donald Trump's toes? Can we do that legally?
Yeah, I told a story yesterday of my brother and I once when my dad would fall asleep, we put rug fuzz on his tongue one time. That was funny. I'm spitballing. I'm a liberal helper. I'm giving people ideas. Just you know. Okay.
I'm sure he loved that.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure he did.
I'm telling you, though, he
not
needs
since
Ronnie
Nuremberg
Jackson.
Trials has he had such a dignified moment.
He does need
moment.
Ronnie Jackson. Right. You're right, Bob.
I'm sorry. What, Bob?
Oh, he needs Ronnie Jackson to come to the rescue.
Yes.
Because in the old days, back in the White House, Ronnie Jackson would have given him Provigil, which would have perked him right up.
I know. I wonder if his lawyers dosed him so he'll shut up because they're afraid of, like, you know.
With, like, some sort of injectable meth or something like that. Because that's what they used to give people.
Right. Okay.
Right. Except they have to do it secretly. When he's not looking, they just take one of those dart guns, the tranquilizer dart guns they use to anesthetize animals in the wild, just right in the back of the neck, the little dart right in the back, and then he just goes.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's what Chris and I have made the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdoms suggestion many times. It's the only thing that's going to stop. The thing they used to use for, like, rhinos. Just something, you know, that gets the thick
But why
skin.
Can't I be that guy that shoots him with a tranquilizer dart?
Yeah.
You know, I'm...
You want to be Jim.
In
the helicopter.
In the copter. Yeah. In the safety of the copter.
I want to help. I want to help them in that way. See, I'm trying to be a helper. I'm trying to be magnanimous with Donald Trump defense team. If you need someone to shoot him with the tranquilizer dart, you can find me on Twitter at @BobSeska_go. Thank you.
By the way, you're such a good sport. I just love the show has become like coming to Thanksgiving dinner and not like an interview. It's just good luck if you get a word in.
Yes, we all just blurt things.
We're just spitballs. Okay. You also quoted Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Who said they're not even allowing a father to attend his son's graduation. And you said another lie. Mershon didn't say Trump couldn't go. He wants to wait and see how the trial goes. If Trump does his usual delay thing, it's a no. If they stay on schedule, he can go. Not to mention, it's a Friday night. Which he could make anyway.
Yeah.
It's right. It's always a
but
lie.
I love that he's being treated like a little boy.
Right.
Okay, you know what?
If
you
you're
eat
good,
all your peas and carrots, if you eat your liver, then you get to go to the graduation. If you're a good boy, we'll see if you can go. And that's exactly what Judge Mershon's recommendation was. Oh. We'll check and see how we are on time. If you're going to play these shenanigans where you delay the entire trial and drag your feet and make a spectacle of yourself, then it's no. But you know what? If you're a good boy, we'll let you go.
You could put one popsicle, not both of them. Let's put the other one back.
Pats him on the head. Oh. It sends him along.
By the way, Biden-Harris tweeted 4 years ago today, as Americans were dying and in need of testing, Trump complained it was ridiculous that he was supposed to do testing in parking lots in the middle of certain state that's 2,000 miles away. And you said he wanted to throttle the testing because the colossal infection rate was making him look bad. Trump's incompetence and selfishness killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, and yet he's somehow neck and neck to be president again. I mean, I was saying yesterday, Bob, it is, I mean, I am optimistic like you are with the Bob Seska rule, don't get happy.
Yeah.
But it is terrifying that we're on this razor's edge, right?
Yeah.
I know Chris likes rides. He likes roller coasters. I do not.
It's terrifying that so many people are still with this guy after everything that happened. I mean, just to the testing thing, there's clips. I have audio clips of Donald Trump screaming to his fanboys at a rally, slow the testing down. He's demanding that the testing be slowed down. And why is that? Not because of some practical consideration to avert the pandemic, but in order to make his numbers seem, the infection rate seem lower than it actually is, to benefit him politically.
Yeah.
So he wanted to actually get more people infected with COVID because it made him look better. And we're talking about his own people. So we're talking about a considerable amount of Donald Trump supporters got sick and likely died because Donald Trump wanted to slow the testing down because he was concerned about not getting reelected in November that year.
You know, and Bob, I was thinking this morning how, as terrified as we all are, can you imagine how terrified everyone is around the world that America is going to do this again? You tweeted, the Financial Times tweeted, breaking news, the U.S. is on track to grow at double the rate of any other G7 country this year, according to IMF forecasts. And you said, not if the stupids decides that Trump should be president. If that happens, a recession is inevitable, just for starters. Thank you.
Yeah. Everyone thinks that Donald Trump is going to become president, and as Jody and I talk about on my show all the time, that they're all going to get jetpacks made of beef.
Right.
They're all going to get these great... The fact of the matter is that Donald Trump has a terrible track record on the economy, at the very least. I mean, between his actual record of a manufacturing recession and an economy-wide deep recession that lost a net 3 million jobs, the worst jobs record in American history, on top of all of that, Donald Trump can't even keep his own businesses afloat, whether it's Trump Steaks or Trump Airlines or Trump University. All these businesses fail, and for the second time in a year, he's in court defending himself over charges that he's a business fraud.
Yeah.
And this is the guy you want to have be the steward of the economy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Where are these 45% of the American voting population? Yeah. He's completely out to lunch. And cheese off the crackers.
Yeah, and speaking of people around the world, Chris Jackson tweeted, according to a recent book by Franklin Foer, Joe Biden isn't just president of the United States. He's the West's father figure, who foreign leaders call for advice and look to for assurance during situations like we currently face. The book says it was his calming presence and his strategic clarity that helped lead the alliance to such an aggressive stance, which stymied authoritarianism on its front lines. He was the man for his age. I'm proud to have a president with the wisdom to lead our nation and the free world. We need him now more than ever. I mean, he brought this whole coalition together that shot down all these Iranian drones. You know, like, it just, you don't even want to go there if Trump were in office right now. What would happen, right?
Yeah, because what we saw was essentially a proportional response from Iran. There was a famous episode of The West Wing where they talk about a proportional response. It's doing just enough so that you're doing something, but not so much that you're actually escalating. But one of the most entertaining parts, the only thing that, you know, you can find some sort of comfort from in this entire situation with Israel and Iran, is the fact that I don't think the Republicans know which way to go, because on one hand, they want to stand with Israel, but on the other hand, they know that Putin is with Iran, so they don't want to piss off Vladimir Putin.
Oh, our enemies. Yeah. You don't want to piss off our enemies. Yeah. You retweeted Charlie Kirk said, they folded on FISA. They folded on Ukraine. They folded on our border security without a fight. And, you know, Hal Sparks, you retweeted, said, this is what happens when you only have 3 votes more than the other side, but think you have the mandate of a supermajority. The idiocy and the ego of maggots is on full display. Well, and now, probably on cue, they're going to vacate this speaker.
Right. Yes, they have idiot strength. That is the power that comes with being remarkably stupid. And so they're making all the mistakes, making things worse for themselves. And just in time for an election, we get to watch the Republicans in disarray between now and November. So please, Marjorie Taylor Greene, please, House Republicans, keep going. You're doing great.
You're doing great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Finally, Andrew Weissman, on the just to bring it back to the trial in New York, he says the stakes, if Trump loses this New York State case, everything is potentially on the line, and he knows it. His presidential campaign, with his only available option to avoid multiple federal and state criminal convictions and significant jail time. I mean, I guess my question, too, is you heard him say it. We just played it over. This is a Biden trial, election interference, Biden totally. Do the vast majority of people that live on, you know, Earth One really think that a state trial about him paying off a porn star when Joe Biden wasn't president is somehow controlled by Joe Biden? I mean, how would that even be possible?
Oh, I know. I assure you, though, most of the normals don't believe that's the case whatsoever. This is Donald Trump making sure his base stays in line, because he desperately needs the red hats in order to make any sort of showing in November. If he loses any of those red hats, if the red hats start to see the details of this trial and future trials, they're going to start to peel away and go, you know what, this guy's not worth it. We're going to kind of back away. I'm not talking about a significant number of them. Just all it takes is a couple of percentage points to seriously affect him.
Yeah.
So he needs to keep all those people in line. And so consequently, he's out there doing the whatever the new version of chopper talk, which is to go to the most echoey room that he can find near the courthouse and start screaming. The only question is, where's that whistle woman? The woman with the whistle? And we need more disruption when he's talking, because it happened yesterday and he seems so annoyed with whoever it was.
I would like to have you join the me and Hal Sparks game. How long before there will be a very audible fart or an entire full poopy diaper? How soon?
I'm going before the end of the week. Thursday.
How much of
Friday.
That of his base will peel off when you go, oh, he's an old guy falling asleep that also himself.
It's already happened, and Maggie Haberman's just too bashful to report it.
She's bashful. He's dopey and grumpy and sleepy.
Yeah, just everyone manifest this conversation between Maggie Haberman and Jake Tapper. And Jake Tapper's asking her about what happened in court today. Well, how do I put this delicately? The president had an accident. How do I say this on CNN, Jake Tapper?
But you're seeing, he is absolutely proving the case against himself that he's trying to make about Joe Biden. Like, clearly the rallies, he's obviously on something that, you know, he can hype himself up for an hour. But this is what you're seeing. This is him. You know, he can't even stay awake. Anyway.
Every attack is a confession.
Yeah.
This is all the whole Joe Biden.
He's proving
is on
he's
cocaine.
Not mentally or physically fit, right? Every day. It's just like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's obvious to anyone who's watched Donald Trump for the last 9 years that he gets jacked up on something before one of his rallies or before any sort of public appearance. And you can tell also when he's done that and when he hasn't. So, like, for example, look at his UN speech that he did where everyone was laughing at him.
Yeah.
Low energy, weak. He wasn't, you know, but it's because he wasn't jacked up for that. But, yeah. There, you know, yeah. His rallies, he gets jacked up.
And, I love he's becoming knows what every is. Stupid nickname he's ever called anyone else. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I love you, Bob Seska. The Bob Seska
love
Show. SexyLiberal.com. Everything sexy and liberal is there. Mwah. Right. We love you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.